Okay, welcome everybody to another installment of the Clarion Temple of Oneness. Clarion Temple of Oneness for June 10th of 2013. So I'm Mike here with Malaresi, and we're going to have a here today, which is Serapis Bay. And we're hoping they're going to have a good announcement of the changes that are happening. They're not happening immediately. We had been talking to Saint Germain over the weekend, and he was pointing out that he and the team should make an effort to apprise us of the changes within the structure of the spiritual hierarchy and the Raid Chohans and how they do things with the governance of the Rays. So then Serapis Bay came forward as the speaker, and then with some information, hopefully. But he has not told us yet, so I don't know if it's going to come through. We're just going to have to see what happens. So we'll bring in the Unified Hall and go to the Clarion Temple. 000144000 Unified Hall online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 142, 142, 143, 144. Take a deep breath. Allow those frequencies of the Unified Whole to fully connect with you. As you're bringing your consciousness up to that level. While we are here, we call upon the Platinum Net from the Three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, to come around us, and as we breathe in, and then as we breathe out, it is whisked away, taking with it any lower frequency thought forms, energies, vibrations, attachments, experiences, interactions that are of a lower frequency, that do not serve us, that can be removed. And then we call upon Saint Germain, the violet flame infused with the frequencies of purple, to work on and transform anything else in our full body system. From our Earth Star to our Soul Star, in our mental, emotional, physical, or our third bodies, to alchemically work on anything else that we are desiring in our higher selves or our consciousness to have removed. And then the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, infiltrated and integrated within the violet-purple to bring in a different element of transmutation, love and compassion, regeneration. This is also a very powerful ray for transforming. And then we call upon Lord Buddha with the golden flame of Christ consciousness to be fully active within us, from our Earth Star, up through our Heart Chakra, up to the Crown, out to the Soul Star, so that it spins around us in a clockwise direction, and the Earth Star and Soul Star spin simultaneously around us, extending out, creating our Merkaba body of light. And this forms a pyramidal-like structure, and we ask the spiritual hierarchy to place spiritual mirrors on the outside pyramid walls, facing outward, so that anything that tries to enter is reflected back out to the source. And just bring all those energies in, and we're going to remain up here for the duration of the call, and then at the end of the call we'll bring these energies back down to the fifth dimensional frequency to ground them into Gaia. So we'll ring the bell and bring in the axitonal alignment.
breathing deeply. We're going to bring in these energies. As we think about our intentions this evening, Sarvas Bay represents purity of the balance, harmony, and beauty ray. Think about what you need to balance within your life. We're in the middle of the Waysak energy, so we are probably, many of us, still going through the transition of integrating those energies of a couple of weeks ago. When we do the spinning of the Merkaba at the end, I have to apologize. Evidently, I had the directions incorrect. Our inner Merkaba, which is the chakra system, spins clockwise, and the outer goes counterclockwise, which makes more sense to me. I was very uncomfortable with the other way. So this is a technique that was brought forth by Dr. Stone, and I came upon it, forgot about it for many years, and so this activation can be done this way. So that's how we will be doing it from this point forward. So breathe deeply, feel those frequencies of light of the 144th dimension coming down in through our Antakarana bridge, the rainbow bridge that is from our highest essence into our physical self. As it comes into the soul star, it spins in a clockwise manner, igniting the energies through each of our chakras. Not going to center upon any of the colors tonight, but just visualize whatever colors you may be seeing, of the multi-dimensional colors. In through the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, spinning down in through the limbs, into the ankles and the feet, as the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously. Feel the activation of the unified chakra of your solar plexus, heart, and thymus. Activating those energies within, and two more beams of light on the outside into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Excuse me. Now, feel the inner spinning of your chakras, all clockwise as one beam of light, called the central column, from the earth star to the soul star, and then on the outside energy spinning the opposite direction, counterclockwise, to the left, spinning counterclockwise to the left, as now the activation is created within your full body system, feeling the energies going on within your body, connecting with your higher self and your I Am presence, and any of your master guides that you want to call upon. We feel these energies spinning upwards, beyond the earth plane level, into the solar level, which is the 10th dimension, going up into the galactic level, which is the 11th dimension, the universal level, which is the 20th dimension, up to the 36th dimension of the multi-universal. Now just take a deep breath and open up your third eye as we now walk through a field of flowers across a rainbow bridge. And there are many souls and angels and beings awaiting for our arrival. We walk down a garden pathway to the entranceway of the Clarion Temple of Oneness. It is a silverish, bluish type of sparkling building. Archangel Michael's warriors are at the doorway. We walk up about half a dozen steps, And we are met by Yamsias, who is our guide for this temple, who previously was Fred, who is Fred in his earth energies. He guides us all the way down to the bottom of the amphitheater. There are many levels and many roofs. Find a seat. And breathe. Okay, just take some deep breaths. As now we bring in the angels and the Divine Mother, Father God. Feel your essence. This is going to be a very special night. Serapis Bay had shared with me that there may be an announcement this evening. And I'm not sure who the announcement is about. So I'm a little bit nervous. We'll talk a little bit about Wesak first. We are put in a state of preparation for the Wesak energies. The reason we do all these ceremonies is because it helps us to move even further on a conscious level of what we're supposed to be sharing. And in order for us to share that information, we need to accelerate ourselves to a new level. Each of us does this on our own separate initiations and the ascension process that we are going through. So tonight, they are asking me to step forward and share some information that is very important about the spiritual hierarchy and the Rachel hands, which I'm not quite sure I have all the information, because as the conscious channel that I am, they use a lot of the information that I have learned and bring it forth, because they use my intellect along with my intuitive capabilities, although I am not fully present when the information comes through from them. This evening, they are pushing me to let go of that, safety button, that as long as I have the information before I start, then I can do it. So tonight, I am being pushed into a new level. So I guess someone has to step in front. When I woke up today, I didn't want to do the class tonight. But I didn't know why I was feeling off physically. And I tried to get the information before the call. But they wouldn't give it to me. Only portion of it. So that's why I have to speak about Wesak in this moment, because I'm going through a big moment. but it is time. Because I already have the information from the inner plane. And I thank all of them for their assistance. And especially Dr. Stone, Master Joshua. Because everything is changing since this WESAC. Everyone is shifting their positions. It's amazing what I am seeing. They're giving me a visual of the different positions of the hierarchy. And I just give a little bit of an overview in this moment because that's what they want me to do. Sanat Kumar is becoming more involved in the energies. Of course, we know Saint Germain is the Maha Chohan. And Serapis Bey is the Maha Chohan for Rays 1, 2, and 3. And these are the roles that he's taking over. In relation to what happens in between, that's where my uncertainty was coming forth. So I'm just going to allow them to speak the rest of it. But I have a feeling that Dishwal Cole is becoming the fourth Ray Master, although he's been on the second Ray behind Master Kuthumi. And all of that is changing because Master Joshua is becoming more forward with that. In some of the information that is out in different types of texts, some of the masters are different. One of the groups shows Master Lanto as the second Ray Master. I think that was something that was many years ago, and it was not part of Dr. Stone's information or Alice Bailey's. But I do see his energy very strongly through this whole process. Of course, they're all working together. And they're asking me to share this information because I need to change the way that we are bringing forth the different types of information. It does not mean that master and his own etheric retreats are going to change. They will still, like Serapis Bey, will always have the purity flame of the white flame that he works with. And Paul the Venetian will always have his pink flame. But it feels to me like they're merging together more. They're becoming more unified. Possibly this is part of all of the unified whole and what has happened with the great divine director and Master Toth and Albert Einstein. There's not so much of a separateness that they're all blending within each other. Paul the Venetian and Master Serapis Bey have always been switching those roles in the last 50 years between the third and the fourth departments. So it does become very confusing, and the only way that I can perceive it is a visual for me, because that's where my best ability comes from. That is why I can do these meditations for everyone, because I'm such a visual person. So they have asked me to share this information of what I was going through, because I was in such a panic stage before the call and when Mike was doing the prayers. And I needed to get past that doorway of being fearful that, what if I mess up? So I am just allowing myself to surrender into that, and that they are giving me the opportunity to share this information. And I'm fearing Dr. Stone very, very strongly that it's now time to bring forth this information through my essence and through our work of Walking Terra Christa and with Mike. Because as we know, everyone is changing, and that's what WESAC is about. We've always known that the masters change their roles, but it usually is not done in this way that all at one time. And this is because of our mass consciousness and what is occurring for the the planetary and the spiritual hierarchy presently. So I needed to share that information. Master Serapis Bey has asked me to do so. He has been a strong teacher for me for over 25 years. So if you feel his energy and you really feel your heart opening up to him, please do connect with him, whether he is overseeing the fourth ray or not. His energy will assist you. And if any of you read the blog about his background, that any student that is serious about their ascension work, he will work with and cleanse your aura and help you create opportunities for more growth. And this is exactly what he has done for us and for me today. So I thank you for your patience while I was going through this emotional moment. It is a great transition. And I'm sure each of you are going through your own transitions. And maybe you're not sure what they are. So allow the energy just to come through you and walk through that doorway of fear. Because it will get you to the bliss and the joy that you're looking for. As this work has always been my heart and soul. So I give you the energies that are coming through for this evening. Vide, in the spirit of creation, the light of the Christ dwells within me. The love of the Christ surrounds me. I'm a clear and perfect channel. The cherubim and many more. Oh, we embrace you. We love you. We enjoy the essence that you are. Blessings, blessings, my dearest children. It is such a supreme moment of light and consideration coming within the structure of the planet. We thank dearest Melarese for sharing her heart and her soul. And for the changes that are happening to her personally, because it can only lighten up the load for each of you to move into the purity of your heart, to move into the divinity of your light as it becomes manifest into the physical creation that you are now experiencing in this, the physical sensations. It is a beautiful time within the planet, but it is a beautiful time for each of us to come together in this way. The chalice of light is being illuminated. in all the hearts and souls of men and women upon this earth. It is our divine pleasure to be part of this process into the knowingness and the beauty that each of you are becoming. It is our joy to express these words of love within Malarese's essence unto each of you. May the peace of the light always be within you. Father of the cosmic creatures, the Son, at your service. All the blessings and the light and the changes and the beauty that is occurring within everyone in this moment is actually beautiful. Open up your heart. Open up your heart into this frequency of light that we are going to extend into this room this evening. The power of the light within this temple is accelerating the energies in a deeper place and a deeper format than has ever been experienced. Because as you see, as Malarese is an example of walking through a doorway this evening, walking through a doorway of not knowing what is on the other side, but yet continually to walk through that doorway. Because why? Because of each of you. Because of each of you. Because she has a responsibility to each of you, so that you can also do whatever is necessary within your own life circumstance. And you see, it is with us. You see, it is with us that we have that responsibility to each of you to assist you through that process and to walk through those doorways. This is why our frequencies and our light and our words through her voice, through her essence, become so magically intertwined with your ears as you listen and you perceive and you feel and you accept. It is not the words that we want you to feel, but it is the purest connection of each of us blending within each of you. There is no other way to really share how powerful it is, what is happening at this time. We did share the WESAC. Many did share the WESAC this year would be the most powerful WESAC upon the planet. And now, here it is, a perfect example of what she is trying to bring to each of you and wanting it to be in perfect order. And isn't that the mind of the human body? But in truth, allowing the essence that is coming through in any moment is the most powerful existence that can occur. So it is imperative that each of you understand in your own concept and your own feelings that are going on in this moment and any moment of listening to this message. What is it that you are experiencing that we can make it easier for you? You see, and in her own physical mind, if she had the chance, she would have stopped and not done it. but she knows that she has others that would depend upon her. And all of this only happened in the last few moments before the onset of when the show was to begin. And this is so very true with everything that you are experiencing. You know, you always say you only receive things in the 11th hour. Why is it? Why is it that 11th hour is so very important? Because you can't go backwards in that 11th hour. You can only go forwards. So what we are trying to convey to you through these messages and through these frequencies, that every moment should be your 11th hour. That there should not be any regrets of what you do, or where you walk, or what you experience. That it should always be in the highest level of ability into yourself for your soul's purpose. And even if your physical mind does not want to do it, in that moment, your physical body, your mind, your lower mind, your lower heart, is not the one that should have the deciding factor. And I think if you were to talk to Michael right now, he would tell you how she truly, 4 minutes before the call, said she wasn't going to do it. But in truth, all she has to do is breathe into our essence, and she has no choice. Because this is her job. This is what she has been asked to do. So what is it that you are being asked to do? Not on a physical nature, not about how many bills you write today, or what tasks you needed to do. What is it that you are providing a service to others so that you can assist them more? Something that changes you. It brings it in forth from your higher mind to your lower mind to allow it to integrate. No matter what that moment does to you, whether you are emotional with tears, you're nervous, but yet you're with friends. And this is the most important aspect to think about. There are no other defining moments within you. You may not understand what has occurred for you in WESAC, because it hasn't erupted for you yet. For Melarese, it has erupted quickly because she is used to WESACs. She's been there many, many times, over a decade of WESACs. So she understands. And we said we wanted this WESAC to be the most powerful. And that is why we created the retreat. So that those energies could come barreling within your full body system for you to accept what it is that you needed to do. Even when the moment came, you were not quite ready to do so. Yes, everything is changing. But we're so very excited about it. And we're really happy to convey this message that each of you are going through your own personal change. And we can't tell you what that change is, because each of you will have your defining moment when you realize that you are being pushed with love. It is like a mother pushing a child to go onto a stage to state a speech, and that child does not want to do it at the last minute, but has been preparing for it for hours and hours and hours. For Melarese, it is her voice. For you, it may be something else. For you, it may be a healing modality. For you, it may be speaking to another individual. For you, it may be sharing a part of yourself. For you, it may be stepping out into the world and showing what you know. But it is coming. It is coming. And you will have your defining moment, just as she has. And in this moment, she says to herself, I am now past. I've gone over the threshold. And now what is to be will to be, because she has been trained for it, just as each of you are being trained. So tonight is a miraculous and wonderful evening for all of you, because we want you to find your balance. We want you to find the beauty within yourself that is so ready to burst out of you, for you to fully accept your divinity in a completely new way. Because this is what your defining moment is about. It is not about something that you would acknowledge in a third dimensional reality. It is in a completely different reality that may seem so real that it is not even possible that it is occurring. But yet it is. And if you allow yourself to blend within your higher self and your I Am presence, and allow those essences to be your defining guide and rule, you can't help but be successful, even if you're nervous. And that is the beauty of it. Because all the world's a stage. And each of you are players. And we are the audience. And we're urging you and applauding you for every step of the way. That is the beauty of what is happening right now. So tonight is a little bit different, but it is still part of the same. To fully allow your highest essence that is ready to come into you and may not be the level that Maloresi is experiencing. I doubt that. As she has transformed herself for many, many eons of time. But each of you have your own defining moment. And you cannot think about it. It will come to you. It will make you nervous. It will make you feel emotional or shaky. But you cannot think what it is going to be ahead of time. Oh, you may have an inkling, as she did. But it will be in that moment that you will understand that that's what is occurring. So let us breathe through this essence that everyone is experiencing of their defining moment. And allow it to intertwine within you, for you to embrace it and accept it for when it is supposed to occur. Because it's going to occur. It may be something very simple of you speaking up to another that you have not been able to. And it will come. Breathe and feel the essence of just purity and love and acceptance coming into your essence from your soul star, swirling colors of light blending within you, relaxing the parts of you that want to put things aside and not realize the potential aspects that are occurring. Breathe and let it come into you. Breathe and let it flow into you. Breathe and let it be accepted by all parts of you. You are beautiful. You are angelic. You are powerful. You are loving. You are a source of light from our essence. Feel the essence. Breathe and feel the beauty. Breathe and feel the light. Breathe and feel all that you are. And let it embrace you as it will help you to create the new you. The new you that has always been there. But other parts of yourself just were stopping it from appearing. Breathe and accept it. We of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, are so very happy to expand this energy into each of you in this moment. Blessings and joy from the divine aspect of all that is. We are one. Greetings, it is I, Master Serapis Bey. Melarese has come to a new existence within her physical experience in these moments. She is now relaxed. She is no longer nervous because she has surrendered. And how have each of you surrendered in your own thought processes or emotions? I ask of you now to see the purity of the light that is coming into the beautiful temple in this moment, to experience the white light and the frequency of the fourth ray. I first want to share this before we go on to the dynamics of this evening, because it's going to assist everyone in accepting a new part of themselves. As the fourth ray represents resurrection, because of the purity of the light, brings forth that energetic exchange within all aspects of the body, all aspects of conditioning within the chakras, especially the root. Because that is where you hold most of your debris, but not all of it. If I was to look at each of you right now, I would say that you are transitioning, but you could be doing better. So let us take a moment of allowing this frequency of light as you see spirals and spirals of light coming down from the top of the temple all the way in many different forms. So you're going to see many spirals, like a dozen, maybe more than a dozen, through the whole temple. It is a very large temple. And in this spiraling light comes down, it's going to widen the energy, because this is exactly what the purity of the crystalline light does within the frequency. So I just want you just to breathe this crystalline light and allow it to go into your physical essence, but allow it to go into your emotional essence and your mental essence and your etheric body. Let it flow, let it tingle through you, and just surrender to it. And you can almost visualize yourself as if you're out on a beach and the white sun and the white beach is just all around you, and you're purely white. We're all white right now. Yes, we're breathing in the white light, and allowing that energy to come fully into your divine essence. What is your divine essence anyway? In a physical body, you probably don't even realize what the divine essence is, because it is a spiritual nature. So let's bring that into the heart center. Bring that energy in and allow the transference of light fully to come into your existence. Oh, and just feel this essence of the spinning of the crystalline light purifying and removing all aspects that are within you that you don't want to have, you no longer need. And allow it to fly through from your middle part of your chakra system and let it just spin outwards. So then you start having spiraling lights, many spiraling lights within you too. And you just breathe into that essence and allow it to just take you over, because there's nothing else that you can do but to surrender to the pure essence of the crystalline ray. This is the beauty of it, because the beauty of the purity of light brings forth great beauty. What other word is there except beauty? Oh, it is. It is magnificent. It is unbelievably pure of remembrance of whom you are. And that's what the truth is. That's what we truly want for each of you, to feel this essence within you to spin in all directions, flowing through your chakra system, flowing into your brain waves, into your emotions, into all aspects of your being. Oh, just feel it spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Oh, yeah. Feel it now. Feel your essence now, deeply into your heart. Feel the frequency that you are bringing in, but feel, allow your emotions to come up, to really feel the extension of your thoughts. What are your thoughts in this moment? And I bet you they're a lot lighter than they were before. I bet you you are bringing forth a nuance of energies. Why do we bring these energies into you at this time? Because you desire them. Because it's time for you to accept. In a different level of conditioning, each of you are arising to a new level of experience. Let's face the facts here. These group of people that are connecting with these energies through Malarese and Mike of Walking Tarot Krista are accessing the highest level of experience that their soul can feel in these moments. And the studies that you are going through and the processes are very to be commended, because we of the spiritual hierarchy are very happy to see each of you as the initiates standing in this space. I know each of you very well. If you were not serious in your work, I would not work with you. And I have worked with each of you very diligently, even if you do not know that I have. Right now, I introduce myself. I am Master Serapis Bey, and I have been working with you to assist you, to give you great opportunities in your ascension path, to be in the light and to give service to others, to help others to realize the ability that they have within this planet to bring forth all your soul's history and knowledges in the most powerful way onto this planet of light. We all know that this WESAC was very powerful. You'll be hearing more about that through Malarese. And I know that I had shared that I was going to give a special announcement tonight, and she knew that there was so much more to it. This is why she was in her panic stage. Because in that moment, she's still in her intellectual mind, with her higher mind, but her intellectual mind is saying to her that she must have more information in order to bring forth the information. And we say to her that she does not need to have that information, because that is becoming a crutch, which she has had for a long time, but she has not. We have allowed her to go into this way because it was necessary for her to have more knowledge, because it gave us more ability to bring in forth additional knowledge. Our timelines are going to change from this point forward. And I'm going to surprise her greatly. This is my announcement. And I can hear her right now giggling at me and saying, that is not fair. Because she wouldn't tell you that that is what is changing, because she has surrendered more into our energy. She surrendered onto her own I Am presence. So it gives us the ability to give more information. But that's not the only reason that is my pure announcement. That gives me the ability to give more, as you will see more information coming through her. She is our spokesperson. She is the one that we want to communicate to her about the spiritual hierarchy and the changes that are occurring. She would not tell you that herself, so I will tell you myself. Dr. Stone, as Master Joshua, is very, very insistent and has been watching over her since his ascension process with Lord Melchizedek. So we are asking her to be more of herself than she has been previously. And we know this can be a great challenge in her physical body, but we're going to assist her with this. Yes, there have been changes in the Ray Chohans and everything that has been happening since WESAC. We don't fully want to make that announcement now, but I will tell you that I am working directly with Saint Germain as the Maha Chohan for Rays 1, 2, and 3. Paul Venetian and myself have worked intertwined with each other with the third ray and the fourth ray very extensively in the last 50 years. Of course, we always will be the format of the fourth ray and the third ray, but that is going to be shifting also. But that is not our goal this evening. Our goal this evening is to allow her essence to relax enough to bring forth the information that is necessary for each of you. And what is that information? What does that pertain to you about the spiritual hierarchy and the Ray Chohans that each of us are blending within each other? Jeshual Cole will be becoming more active within the fourth Ray unit, because he is the master of balance and soul psychology. So he's going to be assisting with that greatly. Master Kutumi is accelerating himself more on a higher level with the world teachers. And Master Joshua is coming forward in the second ray of love and wisdom behind Master Kutumi. And we'll eventually be taking over that role. Master Lanto was in that area before, but and he is also assisting Saint Germain and myself. But Sanat Kumar is actually overtaking some newer energies and working with the Office of the Christ of Lord Maitreya, who is the head of the Ray Chohans, above the Maha Chohan. So each of us are changing our roles and blending one into the other. It does not mean that we are leaving. It means that we are assisting more on a unified front than we ever have been before. And yes, that acceleration is going to assist each of you, and we will have Mel Loresi give some more information about this later. But the main point is, we're all changing. We're all changing within this process to become more than we ever thought we could be. So each of you are doing the same. So I ask you to look at your platform. Some of you are quite new to this energy. Some of you are not. Know that every WESAC, there is an acceleration of light, of allowing that physical person to intuit more of their higher self and I Am presence within their physical existence, so that they can remove the outside blockages in what we call a life stream, and that being an individual person, an initiate, also called a chila, that will allow those blockages to be removed. But what happens is, if the physical self, the lower mind, gets too much into play, then those physical blockages will be there and causes more disruption. This is why you have problems within yourself. And this is why we have decided on this night to bring forth the ray of harmony and balance and beauty. Because the beauty is you. All you have to do is surrender onto that. But it's when your lower mind or the activity in your third dimensional world gets in the way of allowing that to flow. Those of you that do not have to be in an outside working condition are gifted, because you have the ability not to have those outside interferences and to make yourself strong through the process. It takes great vigilance to be in both worlds. So you must take a lot of you must take many moments of strict diligence to work through the processes in your physical self. And that physical self could come forth as physical symptoms in your body, not feeling well, either mentally or emotionally or physically, because these symptoms are going to arise when you fight them. It is when you surrender onto it, just as Melarese did tonight. She is allowing these energies to come through. And she has relaxed her energy completely. So that my focus is the only thing that is important. Her focus is not. There is no focus of Melarese or Christine within her mindset, because she has allowed her higher mind to merge within her physical self. Each of you can do this also, but this also takes great diligence. But you have the accessibility of so many more energies now that allow you to do that. So I ask you, when these energies take you over, do not take a moment to complain, but to say, "Oh my gosh, I'm receiving a download, and this download is a gift from Spirit. Can I handle the download? I should communicate with my higher self." So take a moment and breathe into that and connect with your higher self, whether it's just through a feeling or if you can get a message, but feel him or her come fully within your body so that you can accept the download that is occurring. Now, sometimes these downloads cause you to be sleepy, and Melarese still has this. Or it can cause you to be off balance. So it's very important to have your feet on the ground once a day. Take a walk, and even if you can exercise a little bit and move the body, even if it makes you tired afterwards, it's really going to assist in bringing in that downloaded information. Then what's going to happen is your higher self is going to intertwine more within you. So the resultant factors that previously you may have felt will be dissipated. And this is what the purity of this ray assists you with. It brings forth that frequency to say, "Oh, I must relax. I must take this in. I must not think about everything else. I must not worry. I must not project." Stop and feel the silence as the purity of this light comes fully within your being. Then you will see a change. Then opportunities will result for you. Until you do this, you will still struggle. And it will take you some time, believe me. But what I am bringing forth to you in this moment too is allow your lower mind and your consciousness to accept these energies through her voice, through the reflection, and through my light. Now I say that that is a unity consciousness. And this is truly what is occurring, as the unified energy is coming together of all the wholeness that we have been working towards for eons of time. We are coming together in wholeness, in oneness. But we must learn how to do it within ourselves first. So let us just take a moment and feel this wholeness that is blending within your physical creation, allowing it to blend within you, and just kind of ingesting what I've been speaking about, not through the words, but through the frequency, through the energy, through the vibration of this light. I am deeply honored to be able to speak through Melarese and to feel her essence and to project this essence onto you, because that gives me, with her sensory abilities, it gives me the ability to fine-tune the energies within this temple, within all the souls that are here, not just those of you that are physically on the call. So if you allow this energy to come within you and do this yourself, you know how when you're laying out in the sun, sometimes you can feel the sun just permeating through your skin? Well, this is what we want through the purity flame of the crystalline light to come through you, and we want to emanate unto everyone in this temple. And then we're going to take that frequency and ball light we're bringing and send it to Gaia and all the inhabitants of Earth. Breathe. And feel the flames, the spiraling lights everywhere within here. You've already been infused with a download frequency of this flame of light. Feel the truth within you. Feel the balance. Feel the acceptance of whom you are. And also, within this flame, you may hear music because it's a very artistic ray. The artistic array opens up those energies for you to flow in many different manners. You can almost feel like you're floating. And you're waving to and fro. And you're just feeling the joy and the movement of the synchronicity of moving left and right, forward and back, swirling around. As now we're all swirling around together into one sphere of light. We send this sphere through the temple, through all the dimensional frequencies, onto Gaia. Feel it go down into all the levels as it centers into the fourth dimensional reality, which is kind of mucky and not so clear. So let's help with that frequency. Just let it emanate out of you. You don't have to really breathe into it hard. You just become it. You just become that light and feel this essence. Feel the earth now come. Feel all the energies you can feel it emanating into your physical location if you would like. Just feeling that essence of that visualization, feeling the frequency just changing and moving and changing and moving. And then we breathe back. Oh, and feel it coming, swirling within you again. Because you see what happens with this is you allow it to emanate out of you. You're not really taking it from you. It's extra that you do not need. It's like when you're out in the sun and you want to strengthen yourself, and then you have additional waves of light, and you just carry it everywhere that you are. Sometimes when you become overly tired from the sun, it's because you have taken on too much. So then you must emanate that outward through the rest of the world. Now we are back within the temple once again. Take a deep breath. Feel your essence now. I want you to feel those thoughts that you may have had previously. And I would guarantee to say that they have been removed. They have been dissipated. Allow them to keep to be in that state of transformation as you have transferred those energies into the pure essence that you are. Now think about what you need to acquire within your life in this moment. And some of you may not need anything because you're just being. This is the state of beingness, of allowing this continuation of light to be within you. This is how you can get through the process of the obstructions in your life. And each of you listening at this time are so much a part of my essence. And what you have experienced with the changes in the last month are only going to accelerate you even deeper in a higher level of existence. I went to say to Melaresi, I guess I kind of tricked her a bit, but this is something that she needed to acknowledge within herself. And this is what happens as you become on the Ascended Master Pathway, that when you are ready to step into a new way of being, your colleagues will push you into that with love and joy and acceptance. So I ask her to extend this energy unto each of you so that she can help you to be the star that you are. Because this is truly what it is about. As I send it to her, she sends it to you, and you send it to others. This is how we're going to assist this earth in becoming the new earth. Cannot be done in any other way. We must do it through frequency. We must do it through vibration. Words are just going to get into the way. So even though I gave you a lot of words this evening, I want you to read in between those words. Feel the vibration of those words and interpret it for yourself of what it means for you. Yes, I shared a lot about Melaresi tonight. And this is how we can assist each of you. As that is part of her contract. As you can see. My goal this evening was to enlighten each of you about how to walk through the doorways of the obstructions of what this WESAC energy may mean for you individually. Don't hold on to those obstructions. Don't hold on to those thought processes that are keeping you stagnant. It is not necessary, because each of us are here and have assisted you to move into the next stage. So this activation that we have given you tonight, this attunement, was for this. So I thank you for being patient with my story of Melaresi about how she is changing. And I'd like to know from each of you how you are changing through this process. This definitely has been a very transformational interaction this evening, and I am deeply grateful to come forward and walk with each and every one of you. And I am so happy with my new post, because it gives me more availability of working with initiates such as yourself. all my love, all my extension of my love is extended to each of you in this moment. I am Master Serapis Bey at your disposal. Take a deep breath and visualize yourself getting out of your chairs and walking up through the amphitheater. Yantias is there escorting us. We see Archangel Michael's warriors and many other souls. They may wave to you, they may acknowledge you, they may hug you. You may even see some of your loved ones littering in the heavens. As we walk down the steps and down the garden pathway, towards the Rainbow Bridge. We walk across the Rainbow Bridge and we activate our Merkaba vehicles. Let's go as a group right now, inner clockwise, outer counterclockwise, spinning off of the multi-dimensional level into the, multi-universal level, into the universal level, into the galactic level, the solar level, and the earth level. Separate and extend yourself, command to go to your specific location, coming back into your body, spinning back down, feeling yourself coming in and grounding your feet, grounding everything within your body, taking a deep breath.
Just feel those energies tap on your knees a little, top of your head.
Three, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Just take a deep breath, ground those into Gaia. And thank you everyone for joining us. This was a very eventful call. Thank you.